Good afternoon. It's now 7 minutes after midday. This is Down to Brass Tacks going until 2 o'clock. I'm joined on the line by Ralph Busy Williams, who is here to make some comments. He says primarily about Digicel. He's one of the leading shareholders in that particular establishment. I believe he's coming as a director. Good afternoon, Mr. Williams.
Good afternoon, David. Yes. I just want to clear up something about criticism that I heard on VOB about Digicel increasing the price of the television service. This has been canceled. When we thought that everything was clearing up in Barbados, there was a decision to increase the price slightly of the television service. But as soon as we had the incidents that we all know about that has caused knocked us back considerably, Digicel made a decision immediately to cancel that increase in price until things return to a more normal situation in Barbados. Now, you will also, I'm pleased to let you know that in addition to that, Digicel has decided to donate 340 phones and 300 MiFis to enable the youngsters who will fan out across the island to check on families to see if there's anybody showing any symptoms of COVID, to be reporting back using these phones and to get them assistance and medical attention and whatnot. So it is unfair, in my opinion, to be saying that Digicel is not a great corporate citizen. It really is, to be honest with you. And I just wanted to clear it up and make it absolutely, you know, to leave no doubt in anybody's mind that Digicel is here for the community in Barbados, and we do all that we possibly can to assist.
Well, I assume that the people who are subscribers to Digicel have been made aware of this change, that they will no longer have to pay this proposed increase, at least not for the time being.
There's been a notice sent out to that effect.
Okay, so that should come as good news to them. Now, from your vantage point, may I ask you, as a major operator of businesses in this country, to share with us what the experience has been like as we get ready for this, what the Prime Minister calls a pause, but what so many other people know as a lockdown.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, what are my thoughts? Huh? We got to do what we got to do. You can't continue operating as normal because people will continue getting the COVID. So I have always been a proponent of the belief that it is not as serious as people believe, or as the media has convinced us to believe. But the fact
you mean in Barbados?
Because let's face it, one life lost is too many lives lost. So I would like to see that nobody dies of this thing. But I know a lot of people who have recovered. And I'm hoping that nobody else will die of the COVID, and that we will be able to get it under control within 2 weeks' time. We are certainly making taking all precautions in our businesses to ensure that this happens.
Okay, thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks, that's Ralph Busy Williams. Let's take another call. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, good afternoon.
I wanted to ask a question to Mr. Ralph Busy Williams.
What's that?
Because what happened is, I'm paying $105 for internet, and I only receiving, it's supposed to be 60 or 80 rams or whatever it is, and you're getting 49 rams. So I'm trying to figure out why I pay all these prices and they still can't get the proper service that they want.
Well, That's something that Digicel would have to explain to you.
No, but I tried
further detail.
Sir, I tried calling Digicel. Cannot get through to Digicel. I went to the Digicel office and the girl telling me, oh, but I've got to deal with Digicel. How can I deal with Digicel? These people really rob their business, you know. Honest to God, sir.
In what sense? That you don't feel that you're getting bandwidth that you're paying
exactly,
for?
Exactly. And then you want to tell me you're going to add on an extra $10 on my bill. What kind of madness is this?
Well, you have just heard Mr. Williams say that the proposed increase.
Thank you very much. I did hear that. But still, okay. I'm not getting enough for what I'm paying for.
Well, they will have to explain that to you, why that difficulty
is. If Mr. Williams could call and tell me that the number that I call in and they can't get through on Barbados, something will go be wrong. He will go tell me what number he could call and Barbados they could get through.
Okay. People are saying that in the same way that Digicel has decided to abandon this increase, that the commercial banks really should abandon this idea of... Stop using criminality so loosely on the radio. Criminality is saying that the police will go charge you and take you to court for. As far as I'm aware, they're in no position to do that in relation to the matter that we have talked about. I understand your concern about it, but be very careful with the loose use of language. All right? Now, be waiting to hear what they're going to say about this. Somebody said, he said the increased charge at the ATM is probably because there will no longer be a charge for point-of-sale transactions with the new debit card. I think they're talking specifically about RBC.
RBC
has been mentioned specifically as a company that is going in this direction. So, I mean, what Mr. Williams says is that initially when they thought that things were stabilizing, they contemplated the increase. But now we have been forced into lockdown again, and everybody knows what that implies. Does it make sense to come across as though you're going to demand that in these circumstances?
No.
They have to determine. But at the end of the day, the banks and their PR, they see things differently. So.
But you see the thing, but they look at their shareholders first. They don't look at this small man in society. If you understand what I'm saying, they look at shareholder asset first. They don't look at the people in society. You understand?
Okay.
All right. Anyway, have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Down to Brass Stacks.
Good afternoon.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I watched a press conference and I heard the Minister of Foreign Affairs speak to an initiative that the government intends to use to tackle this virus at the community level. I also sensed the tone and heard the AG address the issue of small shops being opened. I am willing to wait and see how the government initiatives turn out. Like so many Barbadians, I will comply with the directives, but I do not like the measures. Now, in giving the government some pluses, I would like to start from the time the Prime Minister took the decision to keep our borders open during our first encounter with this virus. And let me say that I was very heartened by government stance when the decision was taken to show kindness to some stranded Trinidadians here. I was quite pleased that we assisted a major cruise liner stranded in our waters. So in essence, government managed, along with Barbadians, managed the first wave of the virus very well. And I think that most Barbadians agree to that. However, I want to share some observations, some things that I believe could impact on the success of government's initiatives at this time. And I don't even have to go over it. It's a fact. The government took the decision to implement the welcome stamp initiative. Given that our borders remain open, I believe that in good faith, the Prime Minister was trying to earn revenue for our economy, and I believe the intentions were honorable, but it was a risk. Now, the second spike, or what I would call the second wave, is upon us, and there's community spread and more deaths. I am of the view, and this is my view, that the Welcome Stamp Initiative, along with a lapse in COVID protocols by people, I'm not identifying who, might have contributed to the second wave. I'm going to categorically state the Prime Minister didn't spread this virus, neither did she create it. But I believe the time has come, and I think that she should say to us, I take full responsibility for this. Let us see how we can fix it. I do not believe that repeating the old cliche, all we in this together, absolves government from accepting any responsibility for this at all. For me, speaking to Barbadians as though you now have to be punished for your own misdoings or face consequences for your actions is not a useful approach at this time. And no amount of people calling brass tacks or calling program to say that this body not wearing a mask and that body not wearing a mask makes no difference to what we're going to be faced with or about to face over the next 2 weeks. To me, the government should have adopted a softer tone and say to the people, this is where I believe my government fell down. I'm asking you to help us to help keep you safe. Not use words like rights and consequences, and then lay out some strident measures for the people to comply with or else. I will wait to see.
To embark upon a wave of decisions and planning that will seek to mitigate damage. I do not share the view of those who are saying that this thing is not as serious as portrayed by the media. I thought I heard Mr. Williams say that just now. I want to say to you all that you should err on the side of caution. If you don't think that it is as bad as that, fine. You go
no,
in your
I'm
world.
Not
you.
Oh.
Not you.
Okay.
I'm saying in general terms.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's serious. Mm-hmm. I think that what you are seeing now, look, let's go back to early January and what we saw then.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had talked about it back then, you would have heard all of the skeptics saying how or is being blown out of proportion. You got very few people die. Good grief. This is not only about the dead. This is about the living. This is about the hospital and the pressure that it is under the nurses and the doctors. All right, the capacity of this country to be able to cope in the same way that we have seen elsewhere. I want to say this. They got a lot of people in this country who sit down and do their own thing and listen to watch a little bit of TV, listen to a little piece of radio, read a piece of this and a piece of that, and they don't really focus on these things with any degree of intensity.
Right.
The people who focus on this with intensity can tell you what has been happening in many areas in the United States, in Mexico, in Brazil, in the Caribbean. Anybody who comes to me and tells me that this is not serious in Barbados right now, that person has missed the boat. They need to go and get a grounding. And ask people questions about what is really happening in this country. There are things that people are not going to tell you on the air and stuff because nobody wants to be accused of panic. People in government, people who may know other things. But let me tell you, do not take this thing lightly.
Right, absolutely.
Do not take the necessary steps and encourage people to cooperate with what the government has done. We are going to be sorry. And all these business people who have been talking about the death of business must appreciate that if the virus gets really out of hand, if it has not already done so, if you look at the testing issues and stuff that we face, they are significant. If you don't address it, it is going to take over to the point where you will not be able to do business.
That's right. And David, I quite agree with you. If I may make a small point, on the small shops. Now, I believe that the small shops could have been kept open and warned. And warned that if they allow people to congregate...
Let me say this. I might have misheard Mr. Williams because I was unsure. He says he didn't support the notion that it was not serious. And I agree with him on that. It is a serious situation that we need to work together on because...
Absolutely.
This thing is too far. It is too much in the community. Community spread becomes serious. So I apologize if I misheard what Mr. Williams said. Yeah.
Okay. I was just saying on the whole issue of the small shops. I think that they should be allowed to be kept open and warned and be told, look, if you allow people to congregate, whether it be drinking alcohol or playing dominoes, they'll be shut down immediately. Now, police drive through the neighborhoods. People know where the shop lines are. So set up a hotline and incentivize people to report the small shops that break the rules.
Listen, I really want to suggest to you all, this calls for resources. Anything that calls
for
additional resources, we don't have as much resources as
you
think.
David,
I don't agree with this. I really don't think that we should be... I think that as much as possible, we can try to accommodate people in the small shops. And this is the communities to be served because I take the point that you do not want to create what has happened here where people are then forced to congregate at supermarkets and put the pressure on the supermarkets and possibly even expose themselves to the risk of COVID. But I think that you're walking a tightrope between that and not creating an environment where you have too many people open and you cannot police it adequately.
Understood, but I want to disagree with you on the point that it calls for resources that we do not have. To me, it calls for placing the resources and using them in the right way and in the right manner. Now, I have an idea on how I think this thing could be done with what resources we already have. I have details of activities that I believe.
Tell the government.
So I passed it on, and I'm waiting to hear if it's something that they would listen to.
Tell the government what you have in mind.
I have kept back the activities, the details of the activities. Now, if it's something they're interested in and they want to ask me a question or two, I am willing to volunteer. But I believe that it's how we use what little resources we have, we could get this thing done.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks.
Mr. Ellis, a blessed day to you, sir.
Yeah.
I trust that the week would remain that way for you, the station, and the country in general. I am glad that you did clear what Mr. William had said to you because
I had a problem there because somewhere in there I got a bit of a distraction and I just heard the end. I really should have asked him to clarify it for me. Because and if he can, he can just send me a note and clarify what exactly he said. Because if it is that the matter is not as serious as the media is portraying, then I beg to disagree with that assessment. I share some of the things that people say to me and stuff. I don't say everything from where I sit. I think it is serious. And I think that's where the government itself, after adopting the posture that it did before, sided with what the doctors were saying. It's not to be trifled with at all. The people, I tell you already, I even have someone close to me who has been at the Harrison Center now for quite a while, and the Harrison facility. And it is not easy to sit down and watch what some people go through. This thing about only a handful of people die. Let me tell you all something. They got some people in Barbados who have money. And when they're ready and they get any sense of illness or anything like that, they could invoke all sorts of procedures to be able to be seen and to be looked after. They got a lot of poor people who live hand to mouth, who cannot afford that. And it contributes to issues with people taking long. You hear the doctors say, man, don't wait too long. But we need to ask those people, why is it that it takes so long? If it's only denial. Anyhow, your point.
says, I thought that I had heard what you said you had heard as well, when Mr. Williams, when he was speaking. But seeing that he, that you said that, I suppose he called somewhere.
No, he called somebody else. Suggested right. Otherwise.
But I thought that he had said exactly what you did, because, in my view, I did not think that that was a serious thing that he could have ever imagined to think of, because when you could have 13 or 14 persons dying from this disease and would not think that that could be serious, I couldn't think that that would come from him. So seeing that he had corrected, I wouldn't go there.
I ain't sure. I have to check it. I have to check. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon. I confirm Mr. Williams did say that the media has been blowing this whole question of the virus out of proportion. It says the media across the world. But I don't know. As a media practitioner, I think I would say that many people in the media are driven by the numbers that they see. If, as happened in New York some months ago, they were bringing out mobile morgues to put bodies in from hospitals, I think that most people, not just media people, would see that as something that is worthy of their attention. It is not enough to ask how many people die. The fact is that in many places, far more people have died than should have been the case. If you look at Brazil, where people are just being buried upon each other, that's not an everyday occurrence. No right-thinking media practitioner could see that and ignore it and just sweep it under the carpet. While the media people are accused of blowing this thing out of proportion, there are a lot of people who are business types and people who are supporters of Donald Trump, Bolsonaro, and the fella in Mexico, who are pushing a line that essentially says we can continue with business as usual. When Donald Trump gets sick, or allegedly got sick, he was reported to have gone for the best possible treatment. He went for medicine that had not been available to the average person because he was the president of the United States. And even now, he would still be able to get that. Rich people can do those things. They do things that average people can't get access to. Therefore, liberal as we are, most of us in many of these media establishments tend to be liberal. We're liberal because we got to look after the interests of the poor and the oppressed and the disadvantaged. Because sometimes you can't even leave it to the politicians to do that. Because once they get together with the people who got money and they look at the goalposts of winning the next elections, they sometimes lose sight of these things too, you know. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes they do. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Mr. Ellis, I'm glad that you were able to check Mr. Williams' contribution, because as you did, I thought I had heard he had said just what you did. And I think that's rather unfortunate that Mr. Williams would say something like that, because Mr. Ellis, when you could hear every day the thousands of persons around the world that are dying, just dropping like flies, and then to say that the media would have blown it out of proportion, I mean, what would drive him to say something like that? I mean, this is really surprising to me. I would think that a man with his intelligence and his business acumen would have thought and would see some. It's right there in front of your eyes. This is not anything that anyone is imagining. And I was glad to hear just now, and look, you would know and would have heard Dr. Adrian Lloyd would have spoken about this some weeks ago. And he said himself that the country, the government should have closed down the country for 2 weeks or thereabout before, long before this. And he's a medical person. Why would somebody then now seek to want to pillory you because then you are now looking at, I'm not saying, Mr. Ellis, you are responsible for your household. And what happened in your house, and you continue to let it happen, is your responsibility. Therefore, if the government, who is controlling the country, respond, and the people, and they have seen that the people are doing the things that they ought not to do, then the government has the right and the laws to put measures in place to stop them from doing it. Then when you have to point your finger, people will try to pillage you. I heard a lady telling you that everybody's blaming the government for this and that. So if the government is who has the control of the country and they are allowing people to do what they want to do, you mean to tell me you should not say anything? And not only that, what they are neglecting to do is this, Mr. Ellis. If the citizens do not show up the cracks and the crevices and so on in that is what is happening, how would the government know to correct it?
I think the challenge confronting the administration is a severe one. Our governments have been better able at trying to deal with the economy, and in particular the Labour Party. But they never had to deal with anything of this nature. This is of a completely different nature. All right, and there's no doubt about it. I feel for what they have to endure, but this is their lot at the moment. You find yourself in a situation, for instance, with the vaccines. Now, there's some suggestion that there may be vaccines on the island. No, the government will have to tell us whether that is so or not. But how they introduce these vaccines to the people that they identify as being in need of them, given those people who are being given priority by the government, is something that is also going to be a most interesting challenge, because there's got to be that kind of information coming to people. Sitting down watching CNN and MSNBC is not going to be enough for a Barbadian who is in that category where they are supposed to be on the front line and risk exposure. Because they're going to be looking at a range of things. So which vaccine are you offering, and what results have they had? And some people will be reluctant and say, let other people go ahead. So you're trying to do the right thing, trying to do the best thing, but even in that, you got to have people thinking it through and saying, you know, how are we going to get this message out to them as quickly as possible and in a way that we can get their cooperation? The issue of people going to homes for the rapid tests. Here again, I'm hearing feedback of some measure of negativity about that. But the government has the right idea. Its heart is in the right place, but the implementation is where the problem arises. And it is because it is not something that we are accustomed to. We are not like a country like Taiwan or Vietnam, where they have already had to deal with SARS. So I'm not in the business of just saying that we are here to knock the government, expose their every weakness, their every crack, but to say, look, there are some things in the execution, because if there's a lack of experience, you're likely to find that you need the feedback so that you can get a sense of what you're doing right and what you need to correct. That's how I see it. Okay?
Mr. Ellis, let me say this to you. The young lady that I believe, she sounded young, who spoke to you earlier about her experience that when she went to that medical facilities to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mr. Ellis, any person who is sound and logical in their mind, in their thoughts, hearing her, could not believe that a government institution could have been treating or to patients or to persons in that manner. There's nobody.
Why not?
Let me say this to you.